Here's another really cool blind cool tech podcast by Rickster. Hello, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'd like to do a podcast that I've been promising for several months now, and finally getting around to it, and that is the Poor Man's Media Center podcast. What I'd like to describe to you today is my media center. It is not a media center PC that you buy in the store nowadays that runs XP Media Center. My system and setup here is just a 2 gigahertz Pentium 4 PC with 512 mega RAM, and it has a ATI Radeon 7500 all-in-wonder video card. What's different about this video card is that not only is it a video card, but it's also a integrated television tuner and capture device. So that gives me the capabilities of hooking inputs into the video card for recording. And what I do is I have my Dish Network satellite receiver hooked in through the S-Video inputs, so I can do capturing of MPEG video 2 files into the computer. So this isn't really as neat and compact and tidy as the Media Center PCs would be with, XP Media Center. You have everything right there. I have to go through a couple more steps to do this, unfortunately, but it's not really that hard. So, I'm going to get started here, and I'm over at my Media Center, and I have the computer running. I have my TV tuner software up and running, and I currently have NASA TV on through Dish Network.
Identifiable in this view. You wore a spacesuit with the red stripes around the legs and backpack.
So, let me describe some of the ATI Multimedia Center features. ATI Multimedia Center is the program that I use with the ATI card that allows me to do various things with the TV tuner, such as recording television shows, movies, things like that. And for the moment, I'm going to mute this.
Right click. Yahoo context menu open. To navigate, press up or down arrow. Oh.
Oops.
Escape. Leaving menus.
Yahoo.
Num lock on. Start.
Okay. Got that muted. Forgot I had my num lock on. Okay. The ATI Multimedia Center is actually quite accessible. A lot of other TV tuners I've heard people talking about, their software really isn't very accessible. They've had very, very hard times working with it. But fortunately, ATI has made their Multimedia Center. I'm working with version 9.1. It's a bit dated right now. The newer cards probably have newer programs, that hopefully they remain as accessible as the version I'm using. I'm going to come over here to my other computer, and I have a file up. Excuse me. This gives some of the keyboard shortcuts for the Multimedia Center.
TV keyboard shortcuts. Link. You can use the following keys to control TV from your keyboard. Leg. Command key left paren as right paren. Pause control plus D. Play control plus X. Toggle play slash pause space bar. Skip forward slash backwards end slash home. Volume up slash down left paren numeric keypad right paren dash slash.
The pause, play commands are part of the, it's kind of like a TiVo. It has the capability to pause live TV. You can pause it, you can fast forward through it, rewind through it, and then go back to actual live television.
Volume up slash down left paren numeric keypad right paren dash slash. Plus slash.
Volume controls are real simple. They're just on the numpad. They're the plus and minus.
Left paren up and the keypad right paren the toggle mute left paren numeric keypad right paren star.
You have a mute for the volume. That's the star key on the numpad.
Channel up slash down arrow keys.
The up and down channels are just your up and down arrow keys. You have several inputs. You have a regular tuner input that you can channel up and down through. You also have what is called composite video, which is your RCA jacks that you know VCRs typically use. And then it also has what's called an S-video input jack, and recorders, DVD players, cable boxes, satellite receivers, and such use that for high-quality video output. And that's what I'm using on mine, so I don't use the up-and-down channel on the tuner because I have to do it through the satellite.
Setup control plus S.
You can get into the setup of the Multimedia Center, all of your functions for the TV tuner, video displays, capturing, closed captioning, all that stuff, capturing stills. It kind of has a nice feature. When I was sighted, you can tell the TV to be in the as your background in the computer. Instead of wallpaper, it could actually be your television, and that was kind of neat. I used that quite a bit.
Toggle closed captions control plus C. Unzoomable plus Z. Still capture control plus insert.
You have keys for capturing still images of video.
Size presets left paren tiny small medium large right paren control plus 1M dash control plus 4.
This is for changing the size of the television display when it's not full screen. You have several different options.
Toggle full screen control plus F. Exit full screen escape. Cycle through size up slash down control plus dot dot slash control plus E prof. Parental control lock slash unlock control plus L.
You have parental controls if you was using the internal tuner.
Record control plus R.
The record key is just control plus R.
Help F1. Hide dashboard F2. Hide panels and border semicolon video panel snaps to edge F3.
That's just for full screen. You can have the TV display go to full screen mode, and then your monitor just looks like a TV screen.
Always on top F4. Through view trademark window of setting and display F5. Through view of set F6. Video desktop regardless of setting and display settings F7. Minimize without video desktop. Reverse play left paren jog shuttle right paren increments the next lower.
You have different speeds of rewind and fast forward.
Speed colon. -2x, -4x, -8x, -16x. F9. Normal play left paren jog shuttle right paren F10. Forward play left paren jog shuttle right paren increments to next. Higher speed colon. 2x, 4x, 8x, 16x. F11. Cycle time display format left paren while recording or a TV dash. On dash demand trademark mode right paren. Control plus T. Exit TV alt plus F4. About alt plus A. Blend.
Okay, that's some of the keyboard commands. So as you can see, there are a lot of keyboard commands to use the software. So it's pretty accessible, actually, and I can manage to do quite well on it. I also have a remote control for it, actually, that works through USB. Has a USB plug on for the back of the computer, and then it has a full-featured remote control for the unit, and it actually works a lot of PC functions. I used to use it when I was sighted a lot, but it's just got so many different keys on it that I just really don't use it anymore, and I really need to get back to it and learn it, because, you know, you can record, pause, stop, play, you know, all that right from the remote control. Okay, that covers just the basics of some of the keys that the Multimedia Center has.
Alt Tab, TV. TV.
This is our TV control. I'm going to change my channel here. Got to find my remote. There he is. And I use just my regular satellite remote to change my channels.
Standards and checking. Only from Bank of America.
Kotlin Gar.
Stream into the combat hospital. 25 in total.
Okay, so I just wanted to turn something on that was actually had audio here all the time that I could hear. And I just want to go through a few of the keys on the Multimedia Center.
Even as the casualties are still coming,
That's the volume control. Minus takes it all the way down, and then here's plus.
Plus,
is he or she going to be okay?
And I was just holding that down. And that takes the volume control up.
The answers have not
Star is the mute.
Star.
US soldiers killed.
And star again unmutes. The popping you hear has nothing to do with the TV tuner or the multimedia software. Unfortunately, that's my sound card on this computer. It's a it's an SB Live, and it tends to pop and click a lot with JAWS. So I really want to replace that with a better card at some point. Before I show you any other keys, I'm going to mute this. And the software has a capability of, it has a channel guide. It has on-demand, kind of like the TiVo, where you can schedule and record through the guide. You know, you can pause live TV, you can fast forward and rewind through it, all that stuff. Unfortunately, I don't really use that. So what I do instead, and this might interest some of you just for being able to have TV listings. Where I get my TV listings through is just Yahoo TV listings that you can find at www.yahoo.com.
Zero.
Oops.
Done lock off. Alt tab, listings-yahoo.tv.
Hope I didn't do anything to my tuner there.
Right click, context menu, setup control, done lock on. Start. Done lock off. Right click. Escape, leaving menus. Alt tab, listings-yahoo.tv, alt tab, TV. Right click, context menu, setup control, plus S.
Oh, I wish I would quit doing that.
Escape, leaving menus, TV.
But that is nice. That brings me, you can do a right click on the TV tuner.
Right click, context menu, setup control, plus S. High controls, F2. High controls and frame, F3. Always on top, F4 unavailable. Through view window, F5. Through view desktop, F6.
And you have menus for a lot of the keys I was just talking about?
Video desktop, F7. Minimize TV, F8. Display size, submenu. Aspect ratio, submenu. Input connector, submenu. Analog TV tuner, Alt plus 1. S-video, Alt plus 3 checked. Composite, Alt plus 2.
And this gives you your input controls.
Input connector, submenu. Audio mode, submenu. Captions when muted, checked. Stereo checked. Both. Audio mode, closed captions, submenu.
You can get to your closed captions.
Zoom, submenu. Scheduling, submenu.
That takes you to the, you can schedule recordings.
About Alt plus A. Exit Alt plus F, setup control plus S.
That takes you into your setup. So that's nice. That's you know, helps with the accessibility a lot if you don't remember everything.
Escape, leaving menus, TV.
Let's see.
Num lock on. Star.
UPS, covering more ground
faster.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I didn't mess up anything there on the TV tuner.
Alt tab, listings dash Yahoo TV dash Microsoft Internet Explorer dot dot dot, listings dash Yahoo TV dash Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Yahoo.
And this is Yahoo TV listings.
My Yahoo mail
list insert edit web search button.
Graph welcome side my list key enter tell
list end.
Scroll down through this to the actual listings. Let's see, maybe I can do a heading.
My listings dash account info dash sign out web.
Yahoo TV.
NBC free.
There we go, and we've got this set for today at 1 o'clock. To get to each channel, I can just hit my H key for heading.
NBC 3, ABC 5, ABC 5, Fox 8, Fox 8, CBS 19, CBS 19, PBS 25, PBS 25, WAP 43.
And it will, although slowly, will take me down through my listings. If I use my my say line commands and, you know, my cursor commands to move around, I can get the program listings.
WAP 43.
List of five items.
Judge Hatchet.
TVPG CC.
Judge Hatchet.
TVPG repeat CC.
Judge Maria Lopez.
CC.
Judge Maria Lopez.
CC.
Judge Mathis.
TVPG CC. List end. Blank.
PBS 49.
And it will tell me what's on at 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and 2:30. I believe it shows 2 hours at a time. And so that's not too bad. I can also say I wanted to find a specific channel. I can do a control F.
Virtual find, JAWS find dialog, find what colon edit, type of text.
And say I wanted to see what was on HBO. I can type in my search HBO. Hit enter.
Enter. Listings dash Yahoo TV dash Microsoft Internet Explorer PBS 49.
Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
TV Y.
Kylo.
TV Y CC.
Best of Joy of Painting.
CC.
Jerry O.
CC.
Arthur.
TV Y CC DBS.
Oops.
HBO 300.
There we go.
HBO 300.
List of two items. Less.
Less means that the current listing started before 1 o'clock. And let's see here.
Less. Land. S.
Oops. Let's see here. Let me see what I'm doing wrong.
Star left.
Serenity left Baron 2005 right Baron.
Oh, there we go. There's what's on now.
Star left Baron PG 13 right Baron CC.
And then you can hit enter on the link, and it will take you to another page, and it'll give you information about the movie, who's in it, what it's about, when it's on again, all kinds of little nice things.
Lean on me left Baron 1989 right Baron.
Star plus left list end. Land.
HBO 2301.
Then I can, again, go through my headings since I'm in the area.
HBO SIG 302. HBO SIG 302. HBO P 303. Max 310. 5 Max 314.
And I can just keep going down through my list.
List of three items.
Batman Begins left Baron 2005 right Baron.
Star left Baron PG 13 right.
Max on dot dot dot.
TV PG.
Hamburger Bill dot dot dot.
Star list end. Blank.
Show 318.
Okay. Let's stop here. I'm going to.
Show 318.
We're on Showtime, channel 318.
List of three items. Less.
I am David left Baron 2004 right Baron.
Okay, let's just say I wanted to record this. So I found out, okay, I have a movie here on 318 I want to record. So what I'll do is I'll flip back to my tuner.
Alt tab, TV. TV, TV.
Start. You recognize yourself, but someone might look very
unmute it.
Kidney failure.
Go find my remote control once again. And I'll punch in 318. There we go. Now, say I wanted to record this. I come over to my keyboard. And to start, I press Control and R.
Control R. TV.
And now it's recording this particular program. I can stop again by either, I can press Control plus R, that will stop. If I need to pause, I can press Alt plus F8, and then Alt plus F8 again to release the pause and continue recording. That comes in handy if you're recording something with commercials and you don't want the commercials in it. Okay, so I'm going to stop this by hitting Control R.
Control R. TV.
Me?
Then I'm going to mute it.
Yes.
Start.
Going to get back to my desktop.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view list view. Not selected. The move that I can do is the arrow keys.
Oh, that sounds real nice, don't it?
Windows M.
And that's the thing I hate about this card. It pops and crackles so much that it just drives me nuts. And that's one of the reasons I kind of hesitated to record this particular podcast. So I just don't like the way the card sounds.
Recycle bit. My computer. Enter. My video capture left there. Enter. The move that I... My DVD project. My DVD temp files. Video editing stuff. S-video left there at 1:22 p.m. right there at .mpg.
Now I have a place on my hard drive that I record all my recordings to. It's an actual separate hard drive. It's an 80 gig, so I can record on 2-hour MPEG-2 video quality. I can record approximately 35 hours out to it. Each time you record something, it puts it out in a file. Oops.
Video editing stuff. S-video left parent 1:22 p.m. right parent .mpg. Num lock off. S-video left parent 1:22 p.m. right parent .mpg 22,698 KB 505.
And the way I have mine configured, the file name is my input source, which is S-video, and the time. So it says S-video 1:22.
At S-VIDEO space left parent 1 space 2 space PM right parent period MPG space.
And that's how it identifies each recording. If I started recording again, I'd get a new file. And so if I want to play this, all I have to do is go to it and press enter.
Enter. Windows Media Player, unnamed underline new underline zero.
And there's my recording.
Thank you.
And it's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, you can take your MPEG video and play it wherever you want. Winamp, Media Center. You can play it in the ATI Multimedia Center, but I don't really do that. I prefer to play it elsewhere. So you have a lot of options. You don't have to use the Multimedia Center if you don't want to. I particularly just use it for the recording process itself. And I don't use a lot of the other features, but they're there, you know, if you want to use them. So let me close the multimedia, or let me close media player.
Alt F4, video capture left parent F: right parent, folder view list view, Alt F4. Alt tab, TV, right click.
Oops.
Escape, num lock on, star.
Unmute it. So, basically, I can record anything I need to record this way. I'll get stored onto the hard drive, can play it back. Now, if I need to, say, make a DVD of it, I'll go over, what I'll do is I use See, I'm going to turn this off.
Alt F4, video capture left.
Okay, what I do is if I need to take a file and burn it to DVD, in my case, I copy it across my network over to my 3 gigahertz machine because it burns DVDs a lot faster. Ooh, help if I could walk right and not walk into things. So I'm going to come over here and back to my 3 gigahertz machine. Let's see here.
Title is ATIMMC keyboard shortcut keys.alt F4 desktop folder view list view recycle bin Windows M home my computer enter my computer end my ship bridge docket enter list view fill-in my DVDs enter list view not selected blank BSGs blank enter list view not selected sources blank.dvd.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into my DVD, which is the program I use to record DVDs.
Enter. Blank left parent DVD dash video right parent dash sonic my DVD.
And I've created what I call a blank template that I just bring up so I don't have to configure my DVD all the time. My DVD is done by Sonic. I'm currently using version 6. I think they're up to version 8 now. I haven't really been able to find any DVD programs that are really accessible to any extent. And Sonic's isn't very accessible either. But I can use it enough to do what I want to do. Right now we have a blank template up here that I can add movies into, and
Alt context menu direct dash to dash DVD control plus T direct dash to add movie files control plus G.
And I can tell I want to add a movie file.
Enter, leaving menus, edit, add movie files to menu dial, shift tab, folder view list view, not selected because of Winn-Dixie dot Crimson Tide dot F, Dirty Dancing, Friday Night Light, Herbie Fully Loaded, Madagascar dot M, Pretty Woman dot F, Racing Stripes dot Robots dot M, Rugrats Go What Scooby Doo Doo Mop, Shark Boy and Love Shark Tale dot MPG.
And I record a lot of files for my sister's kids. I get a lot of kids' movies here.
Shrek 2 dot M, Star Wars Episode 3 dot MPG.
Okay, let's say I want to record this. I select this, I hit enter.
Imported media dialog, add in cancel button.
And it sits here and imports it into my DVD. Let's just say this was a file I just finished recording over on the computer and sent it over to this computer, and I've selected it with my DVD, and it's bringing it into it for recording. And it's still working. It takes a couple of minutes. I use it over here on the 3 gigahertz machine because it's about twice as fast as the 2 gigahertz machine as far as getting a DVD burnt.
Cancel.
I don't
cancel
get...
Cancel button to activate press space bar, adding 40%.
I didn't get a whole lot of feedback through this program as to what I'm doing. It's almost totally inaccessible, but just barely enough to get the job done. I can get a movie put onto a DVD and get it burnt. Can't do anything fancy. Can't do slideshows. Can't do different backgrounds and stuff. You know, all that stuff's just pretty much inaccessible. But I can get a movie onto it without any problem. And I've given those out, and I haven't really had any problems. Okay, let's see here.
Cancel button to activate press space bar, adding 78%.
And it's getting there. It takes a few minutes. Burning DVDs is a pretty slow process. It can take, if I do a 2-hour movie, that works pretty quick. I can burn a 2-hour movie, process and burn a 2-hour movie in 30-35 minutes here on the 3 gig machine. If I want to do, say, like a 3 or 4 hour, then my DVD has to transcode the video file again for that bit rate. And to do, say, a 4-hour DVD on the 3 gig machine, it will take me about an hour and 40 minutes to process and burn it. Let's see here. Come on.
139.09 remaining.
Okay. I can tell by just my status.
139.09 remaining.
I have an hour 39 minutes available to still put on a DVD. I can tell at that point that it's ready to burn. I've got it imported in.
Alt F context menu open dot save as DVD folder dot burn to DVD dot 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 control plus D.
And then I tell it I want to burn to DVD.
Enter leaving menus my DVD dialog. You must save your project before building. Would you like to save your project now? Yes button.
And let's see, no.
No button. Space. Alt F open dot dot save control plus S. Save as dot dot dot. Enter leaving menus. Save project as dot 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 dialog. File name colon edit combo blank. TESC. Enter file name colon.
I need to give the project a new name. I don't want to
cancel button.
I don't want to overwrite my blank template.
Title is test left parent DVD dash 139.09 remaining. Alt F content open. Save as the burn the DVD dot 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 control plus D.
Then I tell it I want to burn.
Enter leaving menus. Make this setup dialog. OK button.
And then I basically just get a setup here with
Tab. Shift tab. Root JAWS to PC. Graphics for graphic 325 test left parent DVD dash file edit view tools help. PC cursor. No window is active. Press Win Alt Tab. Blank. Tab. Address edit combo. Alt Tab. Make this setup. Test left parent DVD to tab, device colon combo box, DVD, DVD.
I have no idea why it went through all that nonsense, but Norm and I just tabbed through it.
Tab, copies colon edit, 1.
Tell how many copies.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, device colon combo box, DVD, DVD.
Which burner 16, I want it burned on.
Tab, copies colon edit, 1.
And the number of copies. And then,
tab, cancel button, tab, device colon combo, tab, copies colon edit.
Then I would just click on my OK button. And wait for everything to process, and the DVD would come out in about, in this case, in about 35 minutes, and we would be done. We would have a DVD ready to play on our DVD burner. So, this is the most eloquent setup in the world. It's definitely not as simple as a Media Center. But the All-in-Wonder video card will only set you back, $100, $150. It's a very good card. JAWS seems to be happy with it as far as a video card. The software, at least the version I'm running, and hopefully the newer versions, is pretty accessible through keyboard shortcuts. And from my sighted days, it made a very good DVD. It captured very well. And I was quite happy with it. So, we have to jump through hoops a little bit. You have to use Yahoo listings, you know, to get your TV listings to find out what you want to record. You got to go into the Multimedia Center program and capture. And then you have to take that capture and take it into, in my case, my DVD. To burn the DVD, so it's several steps, but I like it. It does what I need to do, and I've been very happy with it. I hope this has been interesting. I hope some of you decide maybe you might want to do the same thing and see it's not that hard to do, and you don't absolutely have to have a Media Center PC to do it. So, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll be back again with some other interesting topic. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye. Contact information. You can reach me via email at Rick Harmon, RickHarmon, at sbcglobal.net. You can also reach me on Skype. My Skype name is rharmon928.
You can also reach me at MSN Messenger, and my contact there is rharman928@hotmail.com. Please feel free to contact me with comments that you may have on any of my BCT podcasts, or comments as far as any podcasts you would like me to do in the future. Contacting me via email works best. I generally respond to emails the same day. If you contact me on Skype or MSN, those are on most of the time, but I typically don't necessarily answer those immediately, especially MSN. MSN's on a lot, but I typically am not using it, so email is the best. If you have any computer questions or assistive technology questions, I'd be happy to try and answer any of those as well. So, thanks for your contacts.